Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the early Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and I believe Dan will be rolling in here very shortly. But if you would like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, but today I did manage to get over and get all six of our Major League Baseball predictions for the 2019 season posted. So if you want to see what we picked, swing on over to sportstimeradio.com and you can check it out. They're individual pages this year. Instead of doing one big, long, mixed-in blog, I decided to just give everybody their own little page, and they can go back and look at it and see how it goes. So, again, sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and check that out. Of course, while you are there, hit that link and follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can find, well, Dan and I on Twitter as well, but I am out there at Burke Time. It's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E if you're hunting me down there. But, all right, obviously it is opening day in Major League Baseball, and we do already have a couple of finals in the books. Looks like we have, three total. The early games, the Yankees unsurprisingly did manage to beat the Orioles 7-2 in a fantastic game that I got to watch quite a bit of. The Mets beat the Nationals 2-0. And then in a game that ended up having a really exciting finish, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 5-4 as Lorenzo Cain stole the home run from Jose Martinez that would have tied the game up. So those are all your early games kind of wrapped up. But Dan wandered in here at just the perfect time for this. So, Dan, I'm trying to get an explanation for this, and I'm assuming you're as good as anybody to give it to me. There were two games that started at noon. All right? You had the Yankees and the Orioles and the Mets and the Nationals. All right, now, you know, the Orioles are destined to lose 100-plus games. The Nationals game had the last Cy Young Award winners going against each other, Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. The Mickey Mouse Network chose to see the Yankees Orioles. What's your explanation for that? Because honestly, as a baseball fan, I mean, that's crap.
Oh, I mean, big time. You know, fortunately for you and I, we have access to every game except for the Cubs and the White Sox. Well, you have the Cubs today because you're at home. I was unable to stream them. I was forced to listen to the better broadcast team of Ron Coomer and Pat Hughes because WGN doesn't stream in the city. So regardless of what happens next year, I can't wait, because at least I know I'll be able to see every game. But no, I thought it was total crap because MLB.TV brought back the multiple viewing, so you can actually watch four games at once if you want. So I had both games going on earlier. When I was able to watch, when I wasn't able to watch, I was only able to listen to, one, which I ended up going with the Mets game. Because like you said, I mean, two former Cy Young Award winners.
Yeah, they literally were both dominant. Here's a little mistake, the first game, Robinson Cano hit out. you know, with first as bad as so, you know, Mets fans were happy about that, but you know, yeah, I believe he was charged with the second run. Yeah, he was also charged with the Mets second run, but he didn't. That was, I believe, it was that's the reliever giving up. So yeah, Scherzer did end up giving up two. But went 7 2/3, struck out 12 and walked 3. The Cubs went 6, gave up nothing but 5 hits, made only walked 1. So, I mean, you had two dominant pitchers who really had the opportunity to watch. Instead of just some jump game that featured the Baltimore Orioles, and now it's a weird story of some type of prominence, but their opening day starter was Andrew Kashner. So yeah, you can already know right off the bat where the Mickey Mouse went. Why? You know, right there with the good old Yankees, because they were going to show them. We could have been playing against the University of Tampa, and we would have showed the Yankees today over anything else. I don't even know if it's the University of Panama, but maybe. So, yeah, just a gigantic embarrassment for them rolling out of the gate of the network that they turned down what's probably going to be the best game of the day. Because they had to play the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's be honest. The West or the East Coast, the Yankees, they're going to be on YES Network, and all the Yankee fans are going to be watching. And you know, like you said, it was. You know, I tuned in for Tanaka's very first three strikeout inning of the season, but again, it was against the Orioles, who, like you said, are destined to win, you know, 68, if they're lucky.
So, yeah, I just, you know, and I mean, I was waiting for somebody to try to sell me the line where they're like, well, you know, they pick these games in the offseason. Yeah, even looking at this game, I could have figured we were going to get Scherzer versus either DeGrom or Syndergaard. And that's still a better matchup than the Yankees and the Orioles, because the Orioles aren't going to miraculously bring Machado back and then sign Bryce Harper to rebuild their team over the winter. So yeah, that doesn't work either. You know, let's face it. I mean, it's really the secondary Yankee Red Sox network over there, because the Red Sox are actually on later. They're the last game of the day. You know, on the good old Mickey Mouse Network. So, yeah, they're, you know, we'll see more of them than we will see anybody else this year, especially when they play each other. So, yeah, it was just, I was so glad that, you know, I had the option to watch something else, because that's not how I wanted to start my year. So, I was very glad that was out of the way. But, we do have some, you know, the other games going on, just real quick. The Phillies are currently ahead of the Braves, 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh. The Tigers and Blue Jays are scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. The Dodgers were all over Zach Greinke and the Diamondbacks. It's already 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth. The Astros are up 5-1 on the Rays in the bottom of the sixth. The A's lead the Angels 3-0 in the top of the sixth. The Padres are up 1-0 on the Giants heading into the bottom of the sixth. The Indians and the Twins are scoreless in the top of the seventh. The Rockies and the Marlins, the Rockies are up 4-0 in the top of the fifth. The Reds lead the Pirates 1-0 in the top of the sixth. And the Cubs looked a little rough earlier, but the Cubs are out to a 7-2 lead now on the Rangers. They're in the bottom of the fifth there. And the White Sox and the Royals are currently in a rain delay. So I don't know if they're going to get that game in today. But that's, you know, you're kind of caught up on everybody there. And, you know, we got the Red Sox and the Mariners with a 6 o'clock start our time.
Wait, aren't the White Sox in Chicago?
No, they're in Kansas City. So, but yeah, and it looks like, I believe there's rain in the forecast there tomorrow, so the White Sox could end up with back-to-back rainouts to get their season started, which is ridiculous. The White Sox and the Royals, I should say, because obviously both teams. But yeah, I was a little disappointed. And the team got off a little bit of a start. Lester ended up giving up a 2-run home to the year to win the team. And I was waiting for the game never came. And then Hobie Baez did his first home run back in the game. I believe he followed that up later with a second home run to win the lead. Now they've kind of stepped out on this is a bad Ranger. Mike Mayo was the opening game start. One time he was a victim of process with the Braves, but I believe he's been through multiple shoulder surgeries now. And that prospect tag is totally gone. We'll see how that works out for them. They do have a pretty good hitting lineup, the Rangers. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the pitching and it's just kind of like, wow, how are they going to get anybody out?
Yeah, now I'm kind of upset I wasn't able to draft Baez. Two home runs.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he's two for three with four RBI. Minor ended up going 4 2/3, five hits, six runs. He walked two. He struck out three. He actually only gave up one of the home runs to Baez. Jesse Chavez, the Cub pickup from last year back with the Rangers, gave up the other bomb to Javier Baez. But innately, Dan, I had a problem with the Cubs before the game even started. The lineup came out, and now, they were facing a left-hander in Mike Minor, but he's not an overpowering left-hander. He's not dominant Clayton Kershaw, Madison Bumgarner kind of left-hander. But yet, whoever put the lineup together for the Cubs today, and I'm not going to give Joe Madden credit for it because I'm not sure he's doing it, but whoever that jackass was, that over on the bench. So it's opening day, and you don't have Kyle Schwarber in your lineup in a home run hitting ballpark. Instead, you have Mark Zagunas, who's going to lead the way in the field today for the Cubs. So, yeah, I was like, great. This is already stupid because they're looking at sabermetrics and they're not looking at matchup. So I was like, great. But the left-handed hitting Jason Hayward was 2 for 2 against Minor. I guess they just figured Schwarber couldn't handle it.
Go figure. I stat him today.
So, so clearly, if Schwarber is now just a platoon player, he automatically becomes a bust as a first-round draft pick. If you're afraid to play him against left-handed pitching, you can add him to the Ian Hop pile and just start lighting these number one draft picks on fire, because we all thought Theo knew what he was doing, but it's clear now that he's a clueless boob, because these guys can't play against, Hop couldn't even make the team, and then Schwarber can't play against weak left-handed pitching? Really?
And I think that was one of the things they were talking about in the offseason, was the fact that he should be able to hit against Hope.
What, the deal was clueless boob? Oh, no, you meant the score was hit against left-handed pitching. I'm sorry. I got lost there for a sec. So, looking at it more and more, I'm trying to figure out how they lucked into a World Series win. So, I don't know how that happened. The more I start to, kind of look back at this team and what these guys have turned out to be, and I mean, Bryant obviously was a fantastic pick. I know he had a down year last year, but, let's face it, he was hurt. He probably played hurt when he shouldn't have. Let's see how he bounces back this year before we add him to that pile. Yeah, Schwarber was a top five pick. You can, obviously dump him, and Hop was, I think he was the 11th pick. you know, he's looking like a bust now too. So yeah, I'm very, very, very disappointed when, you know, that lineup came out and you know, you couldn't see Schwarber in it, even though, you know, obviously the left-handed hitting Rizzo played and the left-handed hitting Hayward played, but Schwarber just wasn't good enough. And, you know, the Rangers didn't care. They ran their regular lineup out there against the tough left-hander in John Lester, and they had five lefties in the lineup. So,
well, they can't, you know, just down there.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of baffling that, you know, it shook out like that, and I was like, wow, really? He's not good enough to play against Mike Minor? You know, but I mean, we're going to put Joey Gallo in for the Rangers, who did it 40 bombs last year, but struck out 200 and something times. You know, they're confident enough. I guess Gallo's better than Schwarber is how we got to look at it now. So, you know, that's just where I am with it. You know, at least that's what it seems like to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. You know, I mean, you're going to have to sit Schwarber against that. If you got to sit him against Mike Minor, you got to sit him against every lefty, no matter who it is. Did you mute yourself or did I kill you? Oh, no, okay, you're still here. So.
No, I'm still here. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore about them.
Yeah, you know, and you know, obviously, I mean, it's working out okay today. It helps that they're playing the Rangers. You know, I don't know how they would do against other teams, but you know, it's a good place to start. I'm hoping they can get some momentum going, because you know, I mentioned I did get all the picks up. I got all six of our picks up, even Mr. Fantasies, who interestingly enough sent his to me as well as to you. I was quite shocked to receive them this morning, so I had to go through and double check and make sure that, you know, he didn't, you know, he picked people who were actually active and playing. But yeah, I mean, I have the capital. So, you know, I mean, kind of like you do, and you know, my buddy joined it. They're going to the World Series as well. You know, again, like I mentioned, if you want to see our predictions, sportstimeradio.com. You know, you can head over there and just kind of scroll through the pages and see who we all went with and what we did, obviously, with Elfie Dan and then Mr. Fantasy Converts too. My buddy Kenny M and then my other buddy who we're calling Hometown Hank all picked in and made some predictions. So check it out, you know, see what you think. Feel free to email us, sportsradio@hotmail.com, if you think they're stupid or you like them or whatever, you know, whatever you think they are. So,
did you put them all up already?
Yeah, I got them all this afternoon. It didn't take me as long as I thought it would. So, you know, that was a little bit of a mess. I was able to mow through them pretty quickly. So, but yeah, I like you said, you and I are lucky enough to be able to watch, you know, all the games. And as I was flipping around today, you know, I watched once the starters got out of the Mets game, I started flipping around a little. And I got over to the Brewers game and this time just to see another one of your guys, homer. But of all of your guys, Dan, it was Julie Chastain who homered for the Brewers. So that was kind of fun. Nothing like a pitcher homering on opening day. But yeah, and then it really looked, you know, no surprise with the way the Brewers are set up and run and with their injuries. Josh Hader actually pitched the final two innings, and man, it looked like Jose Martinez had tied it up there at the end, but Lorenzo Cain brought it back, you know, up and over the fence in, you know, closer to center, but more right center. And he was able to bring it back, and it was the final out of the game. So it, you know, a big, you know, definitely a big deal there for them. But I'm wondering, Dan, now, you know, Cater goes two innings today. It's opening day. How many days is he unavailable for now? Do you think it's just one, or this early in the season, does Council have to give him multiple days off?
I think he's at least two.
So let me look here and see what I'm looking for. Yeah, he did only throw 21 pitches. And we were a little off yesterday, Dan. Chassin did go 5 1/3. So our prediction of no Brewer pitcher going more than five innings got wiped out on opening day, but only by 1/3 of an inning. So we'll see. I do want to know, off the top of your head, do the Brewers and the Cardinals, are they off tomorrow? Or do they, are they not? Because I know, like, I think the Nationals and the Mets are off. But I don't know off the top of my head who got the, how they set it up. Obviously, I'm trying to get it here, but you know my internet luck. So I thought maybe you might know.
I'm looking as we speak. No, they're up against each other tomorrow.
They're off? Okay. So, yeah, that'll be a plus for him. But yeah, you still think it's 2 days and you're not available for Sunday?
Yeah.
So and then while you were, you know, you were flipping around, what did you see that you liked?
Well, I mean, the only thing I was able to actually watch was the Mets, you know, the Mets and Nationals, and then the Yankees, which, you know, the one thing I did like with the Yankees was to see Tanaka in good form. You know, it may not be a super team that they're going up against, but it was good to see him have his stuff going. And then Gary Sanchez, you know, I felt like he being able to kind of come in and actually perform at a run-producing level was a big advantage for those Yankees. But, you know, one of the good things listening-wise was the fact that Jason Hayward was able to get at least two hits and one RBI. You know, I know it's the first day and a lot of things can change, but according to Theo, you know, October starts in March. So I don't know if that means everyone's going to start actually hitting batting practice all season long as opposed to just showing up and hanging out at the in the clubhouse or, you know, whatever the former situation was. But, you know, I think they're getting off to a good start. So, you know, guys doing the fundamentals is what matters.
Yeah, and, well, and don't forget, Troy Tulowitzki doubled. I did happen to catch that. So, you know, but yeah, looking at the box score, how sad is this? Chris Davis starts off his year with 3 at bats and 3 strikeouts, and not the good Chris Davis from Oakland. Chris Davis is being overpaid by the Orioles. So yeah, it's looking like his year is already headed in the wrong direction, huh?
Oh yeah, and you know, going by my fantasy team, you know, the saddest thing for me right now is that Jason Hayward's on my bench, 2 for 3. Or Puig was 0 for 3.
Puig.
Yeah, I know. Buster Posey, Cody Bellinger, and Starlin Cash all have a hit today. So.
Woohoo! Yeah, you know, I know, like in our Money League team, I did catch Cal Franco hit a 3-run homer for Mr. Fantasy and I. And I believe A.J. Pollock also homered in that Dodger game. So I think we got off to a decent start. I don't know. I got to look and see what pitchers he put in. I don't know if we had anybody going today. You know, and that always be kind of make or break in this league. Pitching plays a really big role. So,
you know, I tended to go with more pitching, which isn't going to work in my favor today as I have Zach Greinke and Madison Baumgartner. So hopefully Chris Sale picks that up. But, you know, I was wrong on one thing. I was able to draft Javi in the Snake League. So I got all those points for them. And I got Hayward in that league, too. So, you know, go figure.
Oh.
My two Cubs did very well today.
Well, that worked out for you. So.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
You know, going over to the auction league, two of my starting pitchers today was John Lester, who I should get that win, and then another win out of Kyle Freeland. Were you kind of surprised that Mr. Fantasy went with Freeland as his? I don't remember.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always a shock to take a Rocky as your Cy Young Award winner. But, you know, we do try to, or I should say we do ask everybody to think outside of the box. Again, not everybody does because, you know, there were a lot of Max Scherzer poll votes and stuff like that. That's not really thinking outside of the box. And, you know, to be fair, I did go with John Lester, which isn't a huge reach. I just thought it was somebody that nobody would really think of. So, that's definitely a stretch to go with Freeland. I mean, he was really good last year, so we'll have to see if he can, you know, if he can continue it. You know, I mean, like I said, to be honest, I'm just more impressed that we actually got his picks, and you know, they actually made it to us this year. So we'll have to see if he can continue to keep that role going when, you know, football comes around, and you know how that kind of works out. But you know, we'll just take it one step at a time. It's, you know, it's probably too much to wish that he does the All-Star thing for us.
Oh, do we still do that?
Well, we didn't last year because I couldn't get him to participate. So, you know, it was just kind of like, okay. You know, and I always feel bad when, you know, you and Stu go through and actually do the research and you know, get your picks and everything, and I wait for him and wait for him, and they don't come through, and I can't use them. So, no. But you know, that's just kind of how things go. That's what we, what I deal with here on a yearly basis, trying to hunt him down. And I just always kind of laugh, you know, because I know if I was to do it to him, all hell would break loose. You know, I mean, he would go to the cult and pray for me to go to hell. So, you know, but I, you know, chasing him, I just kind of like, come on. You know, and even when I bring it up on Sundays, oh yeah, I'll get it to you. And then I just, for some reason, I never get them. So,
yeah, well, I mean, the odd thing is, you know, he sent us his picks that Google sent back to him. When I made my picks, Google didn't send me that.
So, yeah, well, you know, like I put mine in with the link you sent me, and they ended up, I never saw them pop up, so I just went back and put them in while I was putting, you know, my buddies and Stu's in. And I was like, well, I'm here. Might as well just put mine in. So.
Yeah, no, they're in a different form.
Oh, okay.
Google, they were supposed to automatically create a Google Sheet for it, and then I would just copy and paste. But apparently they stopped doing that. So. And that was part of the confusion last year.
Yeah, that was, you know, one of the odd things. I was like, wait, where did it go? I didn't, you know, I didn't get I didn't see them. But like I said, I was only just kind of, let's just put them in while I'm here. So. Now, did you – now, I missed it, but did you manage to hunt it down to see Bryce Harper start the bat?
No, I did not. Did he hit a home run?
I don't even think he got a hit today. So I know he was intentionally walked. Check and see if he actually has a hit. I did see Manny Machado strike out. Yeah, Harper is 0 for 3 with one score. He's walked once and struck out twice. But, you know, he was intentionally walked to load the bases. So that'll be paid off. So, and it does look like the White Sox. It looks like we'll get all the games in today. The weather is bad in Seattle for the Red Sox. I don't know. Oh, but you know that game's rolling in about an hour.
Well, at least we get the White Sox in because they have Giolito and Ivan Nova this weekend.
Yeah. So. Ooh. But, yeah, you know, and then, you know, again, like I said, flipping around, like I did manage to see Fernando Tatis get his first hit. You know, he had a nice little single. So. You know how it kind of works out, but I did find this weird, and I saw this. It might have been last night. You know, the A's ended up making a trade to get Kendry Morales. You know, like the day before the season started, and I was just, you know, and I was wondering if they were going to do something because obviously, you know, they lost Matt Olson for the year. But did you find it strange of the timing, I guess? All right. Now you can answer that I brought you back in. So.
Well, I mean, it was right under the wire, right? The guy before his season starts, they can get him in, hopefully, in Oakland.
You know, and, you know, I am interesting to see how they handle it, because, you know, Morales isn't the best defensive first baseman anymore. I mean, he's 35. I don't even know if he played any first base last year. I'm actually going to have to look. Let me see here. What were the fielding stats from last year? Yeah, he actually did play. He did play 18 games at first base. Oddly, he played an inning at third last year. That had to be kind of strange. Luckily, they didn't hit him the baseball. So, yeah, he did play a little bit, but, yeah, he's not the gold glover that Matt Olson was last year. But, you know, he still swings the bat pretty well. He did hit 21 home runs. His average was a little down last year at .249. But, he's a nice, solid offensive weapon for them, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, and I know they didn't give up too much to get him. I believe it was cash and – or no, it was international bonus money. And then Jesus Lopez was the minor leaguer who went back that way. So,
I mean, does that help make it hard to decipher who's going to be on last in the East, the Blue Jays or the O's?
No, I still think at least in my opinion, I still think the Blue Jays are a little better. I think just by, you know, kind of shipping off a veteran like that, it cleared the spot to get some of the younger guys some more at bats. You know, because eventually Vlad Jr. is going to be healthy and have to, you know, be put up. So, you know, maybe he starts as a DH, you know, or maybe, you know, they shuffle some of their outfielders around. So it's, you know, like I've seen a couple guys who were really high on Randall Grichuk this year. I saw one guy who thought he could be a 30-35 homer guy. So if they really think that, they're going to need that bat in the lineup. So, you know, it clears ways for, you know, him to get bats. So, you know, and then just oddly, I think you and I discussed this multiple times in the off season when we were talking about the Pirates, kind of wondering if or what they would actually get out of Lonnie Chisenhall. And as it's starting off, he's headed back to the injury list as he's broken his hand and he's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. But you know who got his roster spot, Dan?
Gary Richards.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Da-da-da. Melky Cabrera!
Oh.
So, there you go. Melky's going to get a shot for a while. And, I'm sure as soon as Chisenhall gets back, he'll find a way to get hurt again because that kind of seems to be the thing he does. He's always been a guy who's had quite a bit of potential, and just I got to look here, but I'm starting to wonder if he's ever played 100 games in a season. Yeah, he had a couple back-to-back years. He played 142, 106, and 126. So, but yeah, the last 2 years, like he played 29 last year and 82 the year before that. So,
tearing it up.
Yeah, you know, Noah, you know, it's one of those things when they say he's hurt, you're not really surprised that he's hurt. So, you know, it was just kind of like, okay, you know, there you go. We'll just figure that out. So, and then more bad luck for the Angels, you know. Another team we've been talking about for years, Dan, about them developing their young pitching and building their young pitching. And, you know, you kind of jokingly mentioned Garrett Richards, who I believe is now a Padre and injured. Yeah, but Andrew Heaney, who's actually still hanging out with the Angels, is going to have his pitching elbow examined because he's having discomfort. So, again, you know, another guy who, you know, looked to have big potential, you know, made 30 starts last year, wasn't very good, 9-10 with a 4.15 ERA. Before that, he made 5 starts, 1 starts, 18 starts, and 5 starts. So, you know, you just got to kind of wonder. I mean, he's just 28, but another guy that, you know, just doesn't appear to be able to keep himself healthy enough to be any type of any major league player. So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, do they have anyone to build that spot?
You know, they brought in a bunch of veteran, you know, whatever you want to call them type of guys, you know, to kind of throw it all at the wall and see what stuck. I'm wondering, you know, and obviously, you know, not that it's pitching related, but it doesn't help him either that Winston Upton is starting the year on the injured list. Let me take a peek here and see what the projected rotation was. See if they got any. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Trevor Cahill is making the opening day start for them, Dan. Then the rotation is set up as Matt Harvey, Felix Pena, that's former Cub Felix Pena, Tyler Skaggs, and then Chris Stratton, who they literally just got from the Giants about a week ago.
I mean, when did they call
him? Yeah. You know, I haven't heard much about him, but you got to wonder. You know, and obviously, you know, we know Ohtani is starting the year on the injured list, but he's not pitching anyways this year. You know, it's just kind of, you know, one of those things. I mean, they've lost, you know, with Heaney going on the injured list, They have J.C. Ramirez, who's probably going to be out till midseason, and then Nick Trapino, who made some starts for him last year, is looking like, you know, the quote is he's not going to be ready for opening day, but they don't really have a timetable for his return, so it's like, great, thanks. So, yeah, I don't know what it is with Angels pitchers that they just don't stay healthy.
Because the Angels are in the outfield.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? They get them on the pitching mound. So, but, yeah, I did see, you know, with Ohtani, I saw that Justin Bour got the start and hit third for them at first base, and Pujols was the DH. But Tommy La Stella got the start at second, Dan.
Moving up.
So, so yeah, the best thing for him was the Cubs to trade him, so he wouldn't have to be a bench guy anymore, and he could be the starting major leaguer that he deserves to be.
I mean, that experiment worked out really well for them when they took Carlos. Or was it Carlos? Valbuena? Valbuena?
Luis Valbuena.
Luis, there we go.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Sadly, not anymore.
Yeah, no, and I think he's out of the game. So.
Well, he's not alive.
You know, I don't know. I don't believe anybody brought him in this year or how it worked out. I don't even know if he's hanging out in the minors somewhere. I don't know if anybody even brought him to camp.
Didn't he pass away last year in the offseason?
Did he? Oh, maybe he did. Good Lord, that's possible.
So it's him.
That would make it
somebody else.
Make it really hard to bring him into camp, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that spot in Major League where she hands out the lists of guys they're inviting to camp, and the one guy goes, "This guy's dead," and she's like, "Cross him off." So yeah, he died December 6th of last year. So that's disappointing. It was my guy. So
makes you not want to run a car.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm guessing since Venezuela was a car accident, right? Of course it was. So
mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like everybody in Venezuela dies in a car accident. I don't know. Don't know how that works out. But yeah, that's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was kind of happy for that. You know, he was always somebody. I hated him with the Cubs so much it wasn't even funny. You know, but I guess that's what you get. You know what I get. Yeah, I didn't remember he had passed away. Oh well, just one of those things that I guess kind of happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all we were talking about was Bryce Harper and Pagano.
To not go to Venezuela? Oh.
No, I said Machado and Harper talked about.
Oh.
Well, that was all the
baseball news.
Yeah, that's true. The end of the World Series, so 2 weeks ago.
So, yeah, you know, just looks like the Phillies closed out the Braves to start the season, so you got that going for you. Can't be too many games going left on. I do see that Detroit and Toronto still haven't found a way to score yet. I guess I don't know. Should we be surprised by that?
Not one bit.
You know. Even in this day of age of baseball, we shouldn't be shocked by the fact that they couldn't find a way to stumble into a run.
No, I mean, well, you're looking at a day in baseball where, you know, it would either be a game like this where there's no runs scored or there's 20 runs scored between both teams.
So, Yeah, or, you know, in some cases, there's just four by one team.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. It's either strike them all out or hit all home runs. And that was something I forgot to bring up. What I did like when I was watching the Yankees earlier today was, you know, these guys weren't just going out there swinging for the fences completely. You know, Gary Sanchez had a nice one right into where they pulled the shift down. So it was good to see the young guys kind of actually going back to the basics of Major League Baseball and hitting. You know, when a guy is no longer swinging for the fences and is able to put a ball in play, especially when they put the shift on him, would you call that a professional hitter? Is that how we would determine a professional hitter, Big Jack?
Yeah, now, you know, if he can work around the shift.
Sure.
You know, guys who are willing to hit around it, that they could be professional.
Well, and that's why I'm a big believer in that you don't need a rule states that you need, you know, two guys on the one side of each bag and only three guys past the infield dirt. Because if the hitter could actually hit the ball wherever they wanted as opposed to only being able to pull it, then, you know, the shifting would eliminate itself.
Yeah, no, you know, and I mean, that's something, obviously, you know, another thing that you and I just kind of continue to talk about, you know, it's like, why are these guys that are professionals just beating themselves to death, trying to, you know, hitting the ball into the shift? It's like, really, maybe we could try to hit the ball the other way?
Yeah, you know, one of the ways that the game has changed is with the less communication, you know, each player's given note cards. Guys in the outfield are, you know, look at their note cards in between pitches to know when such and such batter comes up where they're supposed to be positioned, which I think is a great tool for the players on the field. But, you know, they wouldn't continue to do that if guys were not hitting the ball. And if you watch Gary Sanchez, you watched his head, his eye on the ball the entire time until it went to where, and where did it go? Where no one was positioned.
Yeah.
If they were playing their normal position, they would have been there to get the ball before, you know, and he wouldn't have been, he would have, you know, lost another hit. But that's the way the game was played. And until the guys start, you know, being able to hit for the entire field, that's why I don't think you should bring in a shift rule or an anti-shift rule.
Yeah, I don't buy the fact that they need to, you know, make the rule where you got to have so many guys here or so many guys there. I think you can make hitters learn how to have to hit.
You know, and Uncle Bob, he drives me nuts with that. But you don't know what it's like to stand in the box with a 103 mile an hour fastball. Well, no, I don't. But then again, I don't have all the funds, all the everything that you would need to perform at that level, provided for me.
Right.
Like the players do.
And I mean, I have been in the box against some guys who've thrown in the 90s, so I do know what it's kind of like. You know, I'm sure 10 miles an hour is probably much faster. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it used to be part of teaching the game, you know, was how to hit the other way, especially with, like, a runner on second. You know, you wanted to hit behind the runner, you know, all these kind of things that, you know, went with that. You know, two strikes you wanted to choke up, and, you know, very few, if any, guys do it now. So, you know, it's just, you know, a different game.
Yeah, and that's what I liked and enjoyed about watching. I don't know which one of the New York games it was or which broadcast, you know, listening to. You definitely don't get this out of the national broadcast. But they were talking about how, you know, so-and-so got on first, And now the guy up to that, you know, he really needs to do his job. And, you know, no, it was actually with the Mets, you know, Trey Turner was able to steal second base. And, you know, whoever was up that after him, I couldn't tell you, but, you know, their announcers were just talking about how the fact that whoever was up to bat needed to do their job and get him over to a third, if not home, as opposed to, you know, the national broadcast where they're either talking about whatever food was brought to the booth or talking about how this guy, you know, should be hitting the 600-foot home run. To save the
day. So what is launch angle needs to be to get good exit velocity? So,
yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You know. Yeah, and then I believe if I remember right, I believe Turner ended up stealing third base anyway. in that bat. So and sadly, of course, the Nationals couldn't get him in because they didn't end up scoring. DeGrom worked around it, but, you know, no surprise a pitcher like that can work around that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. Hey, I turned the game on and the Tigers scored. I must have been good luck for him. So,
well, that is your team. Your guy's on there.
Yeah. So, which one of my guys is a Tiger now? So.
Well, no, Miggy. Miggy's your guy.
Well, I was disappointed. I missed McCutcheon's home run. He homered in his first at-bat, and I missed it. So, you know, sadly, though, I think he's like 1-for-4. He went 1-for-4, 1-for-5 or something. But he did homer. So, you know. See, the, you know, the Cubs have added a couple to their lead. It's now 9-2, so I'm hoping Schomburg Stu is relaxed. You know, the Dodgers have extended their lead. Well, they're still up 7, but now it's 9-2 there. And then the Astros are still hanging on, good old 5-1 against Tampa Bay. So, and the Phillies ended up, it was 10-4 with the final score in that Phillies game. So we're rolling along here. No score in the White Sox game yet. And, again, we're about 35 minutes away from the Red Sox and the Mariners getting started. Chris Sale against Marco Gonzalez are the starting pitchers there. So,
yeah, now,
we'll get,
you know,
you know,
I really,
one more game along.
I didn't look into the starting rotation for the Astros, so I was pleasantly surprised to see that the relief pitcher I picked up, Brad Peacock, is now going to be starting this weekend for the Astros. When did that happen? Did he,
he's kind of been a swing guy, you know, for them throughout his career there. But, yeah, I didn't know they were looking at him in the rotation. I heard a couple other names that they had talked about, you know, a couple of young guys they were talking about using. And I'm drawn. I thought the one guy's last name might have been James and started with a J. It might have been like Justin James or something like that. I thought he was the guy they were going to go with. And I didn't know they had chosen Peacock. So that, you know, he's been pretty good as a starter. So it'll be interesting to see how he does if he's given a chance to make 30 starts.
The next stop, Kinley Park. Well, you know, like I said, for me, I thought I was grabbing another, you know, relief pitcher on a pretty damn solid team. So I was just, you know, pleased to be able to land him. And then when I was going through my lineups earlier just to make sure I got my starters in this weekend, he was checkmarked. So I was a little surprised.
You were like, woohoo! Oh, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, yeah, sadly, the weather is like causing me quite a bit of havoc because I'm sure you probably have some issues with your ankle. I just kind of have it with the rest of my body. But, yeah, you know, I mean, we had some wind move in and it got warm, and now it's going to get cold. And they said it might snow on Saturday, so that'll be really exciting for us. So, yeah, my joints are just aching. I mean, I just picked up my tablet and my elbow started to hurt. So, so I was like, that's just kind of sad.
That's always fun. It was nicer this morning than it was when I was leaving.
Yeah. So, you know, I know it's, you know, I think we're, well, both teams are out of town. So, you know, the Sox may have to worry about some weather, but being in Texas, I think the Cubs will probably be okay, you know, for the weekend. So.
Well, I was surprised that they actually had a three-game series.
Yeah, and now, you know, again, I could probably just look here. Are they – no, they're off tomorrow too, right? They have a
– Yeah, they're off tomorrow.
Off and then step up.
Both of their former Rangers are pitching Rangers.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that on TV. I guess it's Darvish and Hamels had made, like, the last three opening day starts for Texas, and now they're both Cubs. So,
yeah,
just one of those, you know, one of those oddities.
Yeah, now I know you weren't listening to the, well, it's actually nicer at home than it was downtown. But, you know, like I said, I know you weren't listening to the radio broadcast. And I don't know how the topic came up, but it was a Struble, Cabrera, and Odubel. You know, that. Pat Hughes, and I had to bring this up because it's so stupid. You know, he was talking about Struble and Odubel and how they used to, and he brought up the fact that he goes, you know, I think they used to play basketball. And Ron Coomer goes, oh, they did. He goes, yeah, but they weren't so good because they kept Odubel dribbling. But they don't have rim shots. So. That's your guy, Pat Hughes.
Yeah, I like Pat Hughes, but that's not a not a stellar moment for Pat there. No, you know, not something to hang his hat on. That actually sounds like something the other two Yahoos would have said.
Yeah. So, and you know, I think it was. You know, the other guy in the background goes, and the season has started, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Just what they needed, you know. You know, we'll have to see. Hopefully, you know, it's not too long of a year when it comes to the announcement, but you never know.
Yeah, but, you know, I will say I am happy that the season's underway. Same day. Baseball all day.
Oh.
Hit some radio.